And good morning. Welcome to Friday. And this summer, three former Gloucester RFC players are being awarded for their England caps decades after they hung up their boots. They are John Gadd, Johnny Thornton and Gordon Hudson. It's all part of a major rugby football union heritage initiative. Dave Rogers is the Older People Programme Lead for the Gloucester Rugby Foundation and Heritage Lead for the club.
Historically, when players played for England, England would only award caps against Wales, Ireland, Scotland, France, New Zealand, South Africa, Australia. So anyone who played for England against any other country up until sort of the mid-1980s, those countries weren't seen as being worth a cap, even though it was the strongest possible England team at the time who was selected to play against another country's strongest possible team. And there were, of course, some guys who that was the only opposition they played against for England. So they then didn't get to pick up a full cap from playing in another game.
So that's why it's happening now. Well, let's find out more about John Gadd, Johnny Thornton and Gordon Hudson, shall we? John was a flanker in the late 1970s to early 1990s. He played against Fiji and Canada in 1982 and 1983, but didn't get a cap. And now John is over the moon.
I think I was 22 when I played for England against Fiji. Well, I didn't get a cap then. It wasn't a cap match. It wasn't thought of as a cap match. And I think I was the only player on the pitch who didn't have a cap. And of course, I would have loved a cap. And all these years I've thought about it. And now it's come to fruition. So yeah, it's a bit unreal. It's surreal. Yeah, I'm 67 and they're finally giving me a cap. So that was the easiest. You know, I worked very hard when I was 22 and all I had to do was sit down and wait for the phone to go.
Johnny Thornton played during the post-war era. Here's Dave Rogers again.
We've been able to contact a relative of Johnny Thornton, and I believe it's a grandchild, and they'll be going up to collect Johnny Thornton's cap from the RFU, so he will be represented in person, which is fantastic.
Gordon Hudson played for England in three wartime services internationals against Wales in 1945 and against the New Zealand services in 1946. He's also a former Gloucester first team secretary and chairman. And I'm pleased to say that Gordon's son, John, joins us on the show this morning. Morning, John. Thank you very much for making the time to join me today. What does it mean to you that your dad's finally going to get this recognition?
Well, it's a big honour to get a cap for any international match that you've played in. And I think he was always a bit disappointed it wasn't awarded at the time. But of course, a lot of when he played, a lot of the players were away on serving abroad in the forces. But still the strongest side that was possible at the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll be honest, I didn't know about the intricacies of why they are given or not given until we've started talking about this over the last few days. Do you get others, you know, people, friends of the family, who I guess you've ended up explaining this and your dad would have quite a lot too?
Yes. You know, it's always been known he never got a full cap. He did get, he managed to get a jersey from the RFU to, because his first rugby club, the Old Cryptians, wanted a shirt to put up in the club. So he did manage to tweak an England shirt out of them eventually. But obviously now he's got the cap, that's even better.
Yeah. And well, we'll talk about what happens next in a moment's time. But how did you first find out about all of this then? Were you contacted by someone? How did it come about?
Well, yeah, out of the blue, something came through. I'm currently in New Zealand. You're speaking to me from 12,000 miles away. And, I have quite a few texts, emails, Facebook, Instagrams from different people telling me what had happened. And, of course, it was announced on April the 1st, which wasn't the most appropriate day.
No, of course. So you're starting to wonder, is this right or not? But when you found out that actually, yes, This is going to happen. What was that feeling like for you and you all as a family?
Yes, you know, it's obviously, it's unfortunately, my father passed away in 1993 now, so quite a few years ago. But unfortunately, my oldest daughter, she who was very close to my dad, she only passed away a month ago. So it would have been a great honour for her to have known that her granddad finally got a cap.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, John. Yeah. And, you know, I appreciate you making the time to join me through what will be a difficult time for you at the moment, I'm sure. Talk me through what happens next. Where do you go from here then, now that we've had the news and we know what's happening? What's going to be in the running for you now?
I don't know. I'm completely in the dark. All I had in the RFU is that they've acknowledged my claim on the cap, and I'll just wait to hear from them.
Right, OK.
They're talking about awarding ceremonies, but the way I read it, that's only for players who are currently still with us, rather than players who've passed on.
Right, I see. Well, look, we'll stay in touch, Jonathan, because I think it's fascinating that they've done this and it's happening now. And I'd love to hear what happens when you, receive that in your dad's memory. And of course, loads of people will know the family name from the shop in Gloucester as well. So lots of people will have come into contact with you and the family over the years too. So a lot of people, I'm sure, will be very glad to hear that your dad's getting this recognition that we're talking about this morning. Really appreciate your time, John. Thank you very much for joining me on the show today.
Okay, thank you very much, and hope you have a good day.
Yeah, you Bye. Too. Thank you very much indeed. That is John Hudson, son of Gordon Hudson, who played for England in 3 wartime service internationals against Wales in 1945 and against the New Zealand services in 1946. And we'll finally get that recognition, as you've been hearing. Well, later on in the show, I'm going to be joined by Malk King. Now, Malk is part of the group of people, really, who've been about bringing this together. He's the chairman of the Gloucester Rugby Heritage Group. So we'll find out how they've gone about, finding and tracking down the people and the families in order to make this so. But it's amazing, isn't it? And good that everyone's finally getting the recognition that they deserve. So more to come later on. You're listening to BBC Radio Gloucestershire. Good morning. So it's an incredible story, this, isn't it? And joining me now is Malk King, the chairman of Gloucester Rugby Heritage. Morning, Malcolm. Thanks very much for joining me. So talk me through your involvement in all this then.
Morning, John, and to your listeners. Yeah, Phil McGowan, who's the RFU archivist and museum curator and so on, who's masterminding this, got in touch with me a few months ago and said that they were trying to put this through. And what did I know about the 3 Gloucester players, who happened all to be back row forwards, by the way. And we were able to, I was able to tell him contact details for Gaddy, because he's still around, and for John Hudson, son of Gordon. Didn't have any knowledge whatsoever of Johnny Thornton's family, but Dave Rogers at the club, who you were just talking to, took it as his mission in life to sort that out, and I'm glad to say he's been successful.
Amazing. It's been a lot of work, and it's, I guess, about contacts as well and knowing people, Malcolm, to get to this point. We heard a little bit from John Gadd earlier on in the show. So just tell me a little bit about what the reaction's been like when you've been involved in these conversations, whether it's been them or their families, as to finally getting this recognition.
Yeah, I think there are lots of Gloucester supporters of a certain age who've been thinking for probably nearly 50 years that Gaddy should have had a cap. And, of course, it's the state that, they put out the strongest possible England teams for these matches, and the players wore the jersey and the shorts and the socks. All they lacked was a cap. But they're now putting that right, so I think that's a really good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And for you, I guess, in terms of the group which you're a part of, the Gloucester Rugby Heritage, something that you've been following, I guess, as well. This is just the next step in that bit of history as well, I suppose.
That's right. Obviously, we shall put a bit on this on our website. But it's I think it's really putting right basically a wrong. I would also say I remember at the time of Gaddy getting his internationals against Fiji and Canada that I thought it was mildly insulting to Fiji and Canada that they were awarded a game against England. The strongest possible team was put out against them. And yet there was this question mark against it because caps weren't awarded. I'm pleased to say Twickenham have decided to put it all right now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I will be honest. I mentioned this a moment ago. I was surprised to hear when we started talking about this this story and what was happening that was the logic behind it at the time, or if you can even call it logic, I guess, Mal. But that was their reasoning, certainly. So really interesting and good that it's happening now. Thank you so much for joining me on the show today. If people want to find out more about what you do, by the way, when it comes to the heritage of Gloucester, where's the best place of doing that?
The best place is our website, which is Gloucester Rugby Heritage. There's more information on there than almost anybody can cope with.
Well, rightly so when you're passionate, right, Mal? Thanks for joining me this morning. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll
bye.